Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Titus chapter 2 verse 11 and 12, write it down, it's on the screen. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all peoples.
Bishop Clark says that the grace of God has appeared to offer salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age.
Notice, no one is excluded, and no church can put a guard up there and say, well, you can't come to this church because I know your background. No, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to the Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a Spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark continues talking about how leaving our own spiritual life up to chance will never allow it to produce fruit. Grab your Bibles and let's turn to Titus, the second chapter, verses 11 through 12, along with the 84th division of Psalms, verse 11, as Bishop Clark concludes the message, grow and serve.
Also gave some instruction about filling the large pots to the brim. Very important that you follow instructions. A lot of people want to know the end result, but you're not following instructions. Want to know what to do, but you're not following instructions. You don't want to know how it's going to turn out, but you're not following instructions. You can't build without following instructions. Follow the instructions, eventually everything's going to work out. Come on, Sonia, you know I'm telling the truth. That's right. You can't build, you can't be a contractor without following instructions. That's what's important. You'll never grow a family. You'll never be successful on a job. You'll never be a great pastor. You'll never be a great leader in the house of the God and house of God and in the community without following instructions. She said, fill the big jars, the pots, to the brim with water. Some of us are okay with half full. Well, I just, you know what I'm saying? She don't know what she's talking about. She doesn't have a clue. I do this all of the time. Follow the instruction, please. Because as it goes with the pots, so does it go to the clay jars. So does it go to the crack pots. God can even mend your crack if you follow instructions. There's something about the wine that he wants to put in you that's also healing. It heals the crack that's in your life from the inside out. So you just don't worry about the crack. What about the cracks? No, don't worry about the cracks. Just fill it to the brim. When he turns the water in the wine has a way of just mending those cracks. Glory to God. Don't worry about how God does it. He has a way of doing it. The guests were oblivious to what was going on. They never knew a shortage of wine was there. They had no clue. They weren't even asking questions. These are the people working behind the scene in the back office who say, we're going to run out of wine and we still got a long time to go before it's over. Instruction, fill it to the brim. Every jar, every large jar, fill it to the brim. Every large barrel. And fill it with water. And when they did, as the servants started serving the wine or the water, it turned into wine. Now I want you to see this. The guests were oblivious to what was going on. Just like many people who are just guests in the kingdom. I'll just show up and just sit there, but I'm not involved in the service or the work. The guests will always show up and consume. But the servants, hallelujah, will not only serve, they will see and they will benefit and they will increase in their measure of spiritual intoxication. Not only will they do the work while laughing, they'll go through pain while laughing. They will Sarah you. They will laugh in the midst of a storm because God will birth an Isaac in them in the midst of the storm. Ooh, Jesus. Well, I'm preaching tonight. The same is true for us today. When we serve, God will turn your water into wine. You will physically see the miracle. So let us cultivate an environment for growth. Write it down. We need to cultivate an environment to grow. Everybody want to grow, right? Some growth is natural growth. And then some growth must be stimulated. You don't have to tell yourself to grow taller when you're 10, 12, 13, 14. Actually, when you come out of your mother's womb, it happens naturally if you get food. But once you top out, in other words, what your DNA has given you, it's not you. God gave you DNA. Whatever shows up after 18 and 19 years old, if you want to grow intellectually, you can't just say it's going to go natural. You must go to work. If you want to grow socially, a lot of people is dependent on their personal form to get over in life. But I'm here to tell you, it's short-lived. If you want to grow, you need to create an environment for growth and plug in. So I have several things that I think you need to get if you're going to cultivate the environment to grow. Remember, God rewards our work, and it takes effort to grow. Number one, the environment necessary to perpetuate growth in your life, write it down, you must saturate it with grace. The environment must be saturated with grace. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, write it down, it's on the screen. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all peoples. Notice, no one is excluded, and no church can put a guard up there and say, well, you can't come to this church because I know your background. No, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. Slave owners should have read that. They just read, the part that says, if you know to do good and do it not, you shall be beaten with many stripes. But fail to read Titus chapter 2 and verse 11. For the grace of God has appeared that offered salvation, not to some ethnic groups, but to all peoples. Glory to God. And America needs to hear that today. God loves all peoples, all ethnic groups, everybody. Nobody should be excluded from the American dream or from the table that God has set for you. Yes, we have processes, but don't ever get it twisted. Don't ever get it. We ain't no Aryan race. You're not a descendant of Hitler. You need to get your head together. We need to make sure that we're doing everything we can do to welcome all peoples into the house of the Lord. And I wish preachers would start echoing that. God loves all peoples. Yellow, green, black, and white. We're all precious in His sight. I said yellow, green, black, and white. The scripture also goes on to say it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-control, upright and godly lives in this world. Glory to God. In this world, lives in this world and in this age. I think it says in this world and the present age. That's Titus chapter 2, verse 11. So God is opening up for all peoples. Here's the work. We got to do what's godly. Psalm 84 and verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. You need to see this one. Look at this. He is a sun, not S-O-N. But he's talking about the brilliance and a shield. Not only does he shine, but he also tempers the light so it doesn't burn or cook you up. He's the sun, the power of his brilliance, and the shield to make sure he tempers it so you can survive. The Lord bestows, look at the word, favor and honor. Anybody need a little bit more favor and honor? Right, need a little bit on your job so they don't just work you to death, but pay you the money they should pay you. No good thing does he withhold. No good things does he withhold with those who walk blamelessly before him. That's a good promise for us. He will saturate you with the grace, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Grow in the grace. So if you're going to create an atmosphere for growth, we must have it saturated with the grace. And these passages tell us how to do that. And number two, If you're going to cultivate an atmosphere for growth, you need to make sure that you support that your atmosphere is supported relationally. It's supported relationally. God never intended for you to grow without a neighbor, without a church member, without being a part of the body, being isolated, nobody in your business type management. That's not how it works. We must have relationships. So we are supported, we support relationally. We support each other relationally. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. From him the whole body joined. The whole body joined. I like that. The whole body joined. No isolation. Saturated. Supported. The atmosphere supported relationally. The scripture is very clear here in Ephesians 4 and 16. From him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament. Not some, not the ones, only the ones that are visible, but the ones that are hidden in the body. Your ligament, you must support that particular joint that you're assigned to. Maybe you're not the forearm, but you're the elbow, and you need to make sure you support the work of the forearm. You may not be the eye, but you're the retina. You need to have your mind clear so when you tell the brain, I see this, the brain says, yeah, that's what you're picking up. I can identify with it. And you're not saying you see something that's not there. Because mirages look the same as that which is real if you're dehydrated. And your mind will play tricks on you. Your brain is trying. I'm trying to go with what you see, eye, but can you make sure you test it? I gave you two of them. I'm preaching, man. Maybe you're not the fingers, but you're tied to the wrist. You need to make sure that you keep the hand mobile. Mm-mm. Woo. If you want to cultivate, number three, if you want to cultivate a healthy environment, an environment for growth, you need to remain, write it down, in hot pursuit of your goal, and that is to grow. It's the hot pursuit is ongoing. It's ongoing. If you want to grow, you need to be intentional and you need to be in hot pursuit of the growth. You need to tell yourself, I'm not waiting until December to do a New Year's resolution and talking about I'm starting all over again. God gave me a day today. Today is a new day for me, and I'm going to make sure that I'm in hot pursuit of growth. If you're intentional like that, you will grow by leaps and bounds. For the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a mustard seed sown by night. The next morning it's so big and growing, my God. It's taller and bigger and with dearth than any other tree. Be in heart pursuit of the growth. Remember, God rewards our work. I found this passage in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 6. I love it. It's on the screen. In the same way. Say that. In the same way. The gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world. The reason why the gospel is expanding around the world in dark continents, in places where people can't even speak the language, is because people are in hot pursuit of growth. Evangelists are not supposed to go to churches and blow minds. They're supposed to get out in the street, the hedges and the highways, just like Daryl Bryan and Pastor Antoine Brown with a tent revival last week, and getting into the city to make sure they preach the gospel to the poor. Everybody's practicing on people who are already saved. But remember, if you want to take the gospel around the world, in the same way the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it. So the gospel didn't stop because we got saved. The gospel is moving. The gospel is expanding. The good news is changing lives and reforming minds, that we might transform our communities and advance the kingdom. Ooh, Jesus. That Colossians is powerful. I found another passage in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. It should be on the screen. Write it down. Look at the word. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters. No one is left out. And rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love of all of you have for one another is increasing. Well, I've been saved for a while, Bishop. I just don't love them anymore. No. You don't know word. Let me read it again. We ought to always to thank God for you, my brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is moving as it is designed to move. When you're in hot pursuit, faith grows. It's growing more and more. And the love of all of you have for one another. The love that you have for one another is increasing. So with growth comes great love. With exponential growth comes exponential love. I'm almost done. The objective also here, as you grow, if you're going to create an environment for growth, here's another one. You got to know the objective. Even faith needs an object. You got to direct it to someone or something. Can't just say I love or I have faith. What is the object of faith? The object of faith is not what you're going after. Have faith in God. The object is to tie faith to Him. And through Him all things are possible. What is the objective here? What is the objective? What is the objective of you creating an environment for growth? It is to grow, right? To get there, you need to know the objective identifies two things. First, the aim. What are you aiming at? Secondly, it's well-rounded. It's well-rounded. People are going for stuff when they should be going for the globular thing, the spherical thing, the round thing, the big ball. You're going for the stick when you can have the ball. Let's take it bigger. You can have the world, the big ball. Not just a little baseball or softball or basketball. What about the world? Aim high. Even if you don't get it, wherever you land will be greater than what you ever could imagine. Aim for the stars. Even if you don't get it, you'll be further along than you could ever imagine. Lift your sights. Ephesians 4 and 15. I read 4 and 16, but look at 4 and 15. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. Speak the truth in love, you'll grow. You cannot be silent. You cannot be silent and let things. You got to speak the truth in love. Put it in the atmosphere. Put it in the atmosphere. Volley back. Put it in the atmosphere. Do it in love now, not meanness, not a separatist mentality, not with high-minded peacock type expressions. We got to do it in humility. Speak the truth in love and you will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is in Christ. So if Christ is the head, He wants a mature body, not a body that's not formed. We can look at children and say they're not grown because they're not formed. Then you can look at them at 20 and say, okay, I see development in you physically and I can tell that you've grown. Well, God wants His body. He's the head. But when He looks at the church, He wants to see full development. Full development. The head is all developed, but the body is still malnourished, looking like a scarecrow. God wants life in the body. Oh, man, I'm preaching. So we can see the texture and the disposition and the oil that's dripping on the body. Glory to God. And then lastly, if you want to cultivate an environment for growth, glory to God, we need to be empowered and energized by the Holy Spirit. Empowered and energized by the Holy Spirit. Not by passion, not by desire to achieve higher goals. Holy Ghost has to be the electricity. Remember, there's fire in the wall. You must plug into the Holy Spirit. He never, ever testifies of himself. If we really plugged into the Holy Spirit, half of the stuff we do, we would have to stop. Even if he gifts you, he's never gifted you to function without his power. And he never tells about what he does. He never talks about himself. Look what I've accomplished. Look what I'm doing. That's not how he works. Now in America, we have to have promotion. So we have to let the world know what's going on in the church. But you know that self-grandizement, self-promotion, it steps over into egocentric, an egocentric attitude. God doesn't want that. Holy Spirit doesn't do it either. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due season. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I was young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed break bread. Why? He's plugged in. God is my refuge and my strength, my very present help in the time of trouble. I will not fear because he's my refuge. Not what I stated, what I decreed. I decree you'll never have a sick day. And when Jesus was hung on the cross, Paul got sick. I'm trying to understand something, man. Sometimes you have some good days, and sometimes you have some hills to climb. And sometimes you have some weary days and sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over, my good days outweigh my bad days. I said my good outweighs my bad, and I refuse to complain. You need, when you don't have, when your tank is empty, you need Holy Ghost to empower you. When you don't see any energy at all, you need Holy Ghost to give you strength. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. The Spirit of God is upon me. For the Spirit has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me. He sent me. Not because I wanted to. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, to open up prisons to those who are bound, and then proclaim that this is the year of God's favor. Glory to God. And if you really, really get the Holy Ghost to empower you and energize you, you won't run on empty tanks, because he will refill you, and he will fill you up over and over again, and his mercy is new every morning. You'll never be without the mercy of God. You'll never be without the grace of God. You'll never go empty. You'll go out empty, but come in full. Glory to God. God will restore what the cankerworm has stolen. Empowered, energized by the Holy Ghost. Galatians chapter 3, verse 3. Are you so foolish? Are you so foolish? After beginning, how did you get saved? Was it because you did something? Was it because you said something? Was it because you're all that? After beginning by means of the Spirit, he touched you. He touched you. Wherever you were, he touched you. He touched your heart. Yeah. What's going on with me? He touched you. Tears started flowing and you don't know why. He touched you. You had a heart, even though you didn't understand to forgive, he touched you. You were crying out, but he touched you. He didn't leave you comfortless. He came to you right where you are. After beginning in the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of your own strength? Your own human ingenuity? Or is it his strength? You want to grow? Tie this thing up. Take it back to Him. Plug in to His word, the flowing stream, to your leadership and the vision, and you'll start seeing growth occur.
October is Pastors Appreciation Month all across the country, and if the teaching of Bishop Merton L. Clark has been a blessing to you, we invite you to join us, Trim Nation, in thanking and appreciating Bishop Clark for all of his hard work and preparation to bring us a quality, accurate, and anointed word every week. You can send him an encouraging email by going to our website, truthrevealed.org, or by sending him a monetary gift by going to the Truth Revealed website, and when you give, indicate it's for the pastor's appreciation. Whether you send him an email or bless him monetarily, any and all acts of kindness will certainly be appreciated. We thank you in advance for joining us during Pastor's Appreciation Month in blessing the founder and bishop of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed and our modern day prophet, Bishop Merton L. Clark. Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's teaching, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at The Word of Truth Revealed, P.O. Box 60128, Palm Bay, Florida 32906, or you can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. Now, for your physical copy of today's message, Grow and Serve, when you write or email us, use reference number 2108-1807. That's reference number 2108-1807. Or log on to our website and download the MP3. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with the International Ministries of Truth Revealed. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with us, Trim Nation, by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. For Android users, go to the Play Store, and for Apple users, go to the App Store. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visit us on the web at truthrevealed.org. And now, a final thought from Bishop Clark.
There is power in our knowledge that God is worthy above all else. Above all else, He is worthy of our worship and our praise. His Spirit urges us onward to press in close to Him. It doesn't matter how good or not so good we feel like we can sing. It doesn't matter if we like upbeat worship, more reflective songs, or traditional hymns. It doesn't matter if we are alone, with a few, or in a big crowd. It doesn't even matter whether we feel like it or not. What really matters is this. It matters to God that our hearts are in tune with Him, our Creator and our King. Hot sync with God in worship and in praise, in message and in song.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, 100.7 FM.